Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you for listening. Hey, Aaron Schofield is with us of Promise 686. Aaron, welcome to Your Network of Praise.
Well, thank you for having me on there, Dave.
Okay, we need to start right at the beginning, Aaron. Promise 686, what is that?
So Promise 686, the Montana Initiative, is a ministry here to help mobilize and equip local church communities to serve vulnerable children and families in crisis. And so we're here to train up the volunteers who want to get involved in child welfare crisis, and help churches establish a ministry platform and structure and tools to put in place so that they can have greater connections and opportunities to serve their local communities and families that they know or interact with in their community.
So practically speaking, what does that look like?
So that looks like churches who are wanting to engage in child welfare with child and family services by providing physical needs. That looks like churches who have foster kinship or struggling biological families, or even families who are adopting domestically or internationally in their congregation. It allows them to better support their families through what we call care communities, which is one of the tools that we offer. And a care community really offers the training and the structure for a church to wrap around those families in their church or in their community that they know.
So if you find, for instance, a child in need of some sort, then that perhaps would fall under your umbrella and you notify the churches?
So this, the beauty of this is a church-led, church-owned ministry opportunity. And so if the church identifies that they've got a foster family in their congregation, they want to know how to support them, what they can do, then they can call us and we help establish the family advocacy ministry model. So it's up to their church DNA, the gifts and the talents and the skill sets and even the culture that they serve in where God's placed them. And so they have the opportunity to get plugged into areas of prevention, helping slow down the foster care crisis, intervention whenever a child has to be removed. The church has various tools to get plugged in that arena, or ongoing connection. That's helping families reunite with their children. And like I said, adoption, both domestically or internationally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you are heading up, you're the Montana director for this Montana Initiative of Promise 686. And so you're looking for churches to work with.
Correct. Yeah, we are looking for churches who say, hey, we want to get plugged into the child welfare crisis as a ministry. How do we do that? How do we learn about real-time vetted needs? How do we better support the families we interact with or know who are in our congregation that have adopted or who are fostering or who are struggling? And so that's who we're looking for. And right now we serve counties in the Flathead, Lake, Lincoln, Yellowstone County. We're looking to reignite one particular tool called Care Portal. And so we're looking for another four or five churches at least in Yellowstone and Custer County. We've got a partnership in Cascade County as well, with a desire to launch there in the near future, and in Missoula County as well. So we're looking for churches across the state and then also throughout your listening area. I think Promise 686 is a national platform. It's a national ministry tool that any church anywhere that is listening today can get plugged into. That's the beauty of this, is it is church-owned and church-led. Mm-hmm. And same with Care Portal. That is a national platform as well. So if there's any church in the listening area who would like to get involved or talk more, they're welcome to reach out to me anytime.
Okay. All right. So how did they do that, Aaron?
How do they do that? My email or on the website of promise686.org or promise686.org / Montana's for the specific Montana side of things.
Okay. So. Excellent. Okay. Well, we want to encourage churches to get involved. Of course, this is a ministry effort that touches near and dear to what we're instructed and scriptures for.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Aaron Schofield, Montana Director of Promise 686. Again, go to promise686.org, find out more about the organization. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.